Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one of my listeners followers on Facebook is having an issue with Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz is, apparently there was a, there's been a claim that he owns stock in a company that I guess sells hydroxychloroquine. And let me pull this up because it's, I can explain it. I'm not here to defend anybody or to whatever, but let me just kind of explain how this works when you're a physician, okay? When you're a physician, like me, I don't have a lot of money in training. I have major student loans. And here I am as a resident, and I see that Pfizer is coming out with a lot of interesting drugs. Z-Pak, Zyrtec, Zoloft, a lot of the Z drugs, Caduit, Lipitor. And then they came out with Viagra. And I was like, And so I'm like, I'm going to buy some stock. So I bought a little bit of stock in residency. Well, then I saw, well, you know, AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca has some interesting products, so I bought a little bit of stock there. So over my career, and I didn't sell my Pfizer stock for decades. And I didn't really have a lot of it. I mean, for a resident to buy shares, I think what happened is I bought 10 shares, and then we had a split, so it turned into 30 shares. And I think I just have 30 shares for most of it. Then maybe you have a little bit of a 401, or, you know, there's other sorts of things you might invest into, or if you are an employee. And so there is no doubt that many physicians, and I'm not saying this to defend him, I haven't really looked into, you know, Oz and hydroxychloroquine and all that, and you know, how he had, I don't want to say promoted it, but had, what's the word for it? Defended it, you know, in terms of it and its role. But it's not a very unique situation for medical professionals to have faith in pharmaceutical companies and to own some stock. So when somebody says that somebody owns stock in, like, for example, like the Bavarian Nordic stock, you know, with the monkeypox vaccine, that's not a bad thing to go, okay, look, you know, we have an issue and there's stock. It's a bad thing for you to make the issue. I mean, where it gets bad is if you are, you know what, I'm in a lab. I'm going to buy stock in the company that's the only one making the vaccine. I am going to let this virus out, cause an epidemic. Okay, that's evil. That's bad. Or if you're married to somebody, like let's say Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's like, we're going to pass a major legislation, and it's going to help these companies here. So you might want to invest into these companies before we talk about it. Okay, if that happened, that's bad. But, you know, somebody saying, look, you know, I own stock in these, you know, honestly, when you do own mutual funds and things like that, you end up owning stock in a bunch of, I mean, your mutual fund will buy stock in companies that they think are going to do well. There's nothing unethical about that. We all own stock. If we can. It's, you know, that's not a big deal. Where there is controversy is Dr. Oz, who is now a Republican Senate candidate for the Pennsylvania's open Senate seat, owns stock in Thermo Fisher Scientific, which is a supplier of the drug hydroxychloroquine. He also owns some stock in McKesson, who distributes the anti-malaria medicine. A lot of doctors will own stock in McKesson. McKesson's huge. That's not a shock. But where people are concerned is he backed the use of hydroxychloroquine with COVID-19. They say he also pushed the White House to back a study on hydroxychloroquine that he aimed to fund in 2020. And his nonprofit has received donations from Sanofi. Sanofi had also previously made the drug. So now people are wondering, well, did he have more to gain from that? And you have to be very, very careful. You have to be very, very careful with what you say publicly, and because people will, you know, think you are thinking about your own financial interests first. My stance on hydroxychloroquine was very open in terms of, look, I don't know much about it, but this is very easy to figure out. Any of these patients with autoimmune disease that is on hydroxychloroquine, your lupus patients, whoever, rheumatoid arthritis patients, any of them that are on it, let's take a look at them in 2020. Now let's look back at them from what happened in 2020. And how did they do during the COVID pandemic? And if they didn't seem to be as affected or did not get cytokine storm, there might be some, you know, something that needs to be investigated in terms of its role. Now, multiple studies have said it doesn't help, it doesn't help, it doesn't help. Okay. All right. So then, you know, but early on, many of us were like, well, this is interesting. You know, a lot of my lupus patients haven't ended up in the hospital, so maybe there's something to it. And I think we could have an open mind. There are still studies out there saying that they did find a link. They you know, but I'm just, as far as I'm concerned, you know, now that we have a COVID drug, I don't think you have to go and take hydroxychloroquine. I don't, you know, and I know people were really, really upset about, you know, there being this, you know, push for it when we didn't really have a lot of backed up evidence. But I got to tell you, you know, there have been, you know, individuals who said that helped them and they're alive. So, you know, it would be, it does, I think, warrant study. But with Dr. Oz, he's up against John Fetterman. I believe they are going to have a debate, which is going to be a little challenging for John Fetterman, who had a stroke. But he owns Dr. Oz owns $615,000 in shares of Thermo Fisher Scientific. I don't think I own any Thermo Fisher Scientific. And hydroxychloroquine is one of their products. Well, so I bring up my story because I invested in Pfizer back in the 90s, just a little bit. So when somebody goes, well, you're pushing the vaccine because you own Pfizer stock. Well, no, we all own Pfizer stock. And I'm not pushing the vaccine. I don't support mandates. I'm whoever wants to get the vaccine. I think it does protect you. So we still have to be very, very careful with, you know, accusing, because so many people have Pfizer stock. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I had to wet my whistle. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, how many of you grew up with grandparents that became ill, but your parents couldn't take care of them, so they couldn't live with you anymore, and then they had to go into a nursing home? And from there, it caused some major, major financial trauma. Your loved one didn't even like being in the nursing home, and it was just a mess. Well, I remember that. My grandfather died pretty quickly because he found out he had colon cancer, just metastatic colon cancer, weeks before he died in the 80s. My other grandfather died of congestive heart failure. He died fairly quickly. He was in and out of the hospital. The grandmas lasted a little longer. One grandma was in and out of nursing homes. We tried to take care of her at home. It was difficult. We just couldn't. And, you know, it's really hard when your parents have to work to support. And, you know, it was rough. And nursing homes did. Actually, I think maybe my grandfather had to be for some time in a nursing home because, you know, it was difficult to take care of him also. You know, because you need to, they got bed sores if you didn't lift them up and you didn't move them and bathe them. And it's, and there wasn't a lot of individuals who you could hire and pay enough to come to the house and do that or come to the apartment. So it was tough. But I, as I became a physician and I trained in nursing homes, I was wondering how many of these nursing homes stay afloat. These nursing homes cost money. You're living there. And it's not just like a regular apartment or home. I mean, you have a hospital bed. You have, you know, medical things. Not necessarily hospital grade, per se, but you, you know, are in a medical bed as opposed to, you know, just a bed that we could pick up from a secondhand store. And you have 24/7 staff. You have doctors that come in and check on you. You have medications. You're requiring medications. You're requiring physical therapy, occupational therapy, games, food. It costs money. Well, if an older individual like mine were poor, who pays for that? Well, it goes to the family. And, you know, I worry because I don't have a very, very supportive family in terms of siblings. And, you know, it's going to fall on me. As it always does, and I get it. You know, I went to medical school, so I might be in a better position, but it does kind of get taxing when everything seems to fall on me. There's only so much I could do. And so I do worry, you know, when we do have, you know, God forbid my mom does age, you know, how are we going to get the money to, you know, provide that, that care? And long-term care and these insurance policies are not very easy to get when the individual's, you know, a senior citizen and has been a senior citizen for a while. So you can't just say, well, I'm just going to get an insurance policy. They're going to be expensive and they still might not cover everything you need to cover. So it's very challenging. So many nursing homes will make family members, you know, sign on the dotted line and, many families are sadly going into bankruptcy. So I don't know what the answer is because I don't know if there's enough money from the government to supply these nursing homes. So a federal report says nursing homes and debt collectors are flouting a law that prohibits them from requiring friends and family of care home residents to be responsible for the cost of the facilities. They say the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said friends and family members have had to declare bankruptcy, have their wages garnished and their homes repossessed after signing unenforceable contracts called admission agreements with nursing facilities. As a result, they are being held liable as third parties for their loved ones' nursing home stays. So relatives, right, and lawyers for families told regulators that collectors are seeking tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands for unpaid nursing home fees. The increase in complaints led to the agency and Department of Health and Human Services Centers for Medicare and Medicaid to send a letter to nursing homes and other debt collectors reminding them to follow the law. Rohit Chopra, director of the Consumer Bureau, held a virtual public hearing with advocates, nursing home administrators, and people affected by what they say are unlawful debt collection practices. Anna Anderson, a consumer protection lawyer in New York, said she has seen hundreds of lawsuits filed. And she says families are put in a position of having to choose between protecting their family members at nursing facilities or putting themselves in a position of financial ruin. Chris Ferris spoke of how he received a collection letter for thousands of dollars for his mother's nursing home stay. He pleaded with bureau officials to do something to stop creditors from hounding him and others for money that should not be legally owed. The report described one woman who was sent to collections for $80,000 2 days after her mother's death. Another woman received a letter from a law firm stating that she owed the nursing home $17,000. The Consumer Bureau said in a statement that collection of debts from those contracts may violate the consumer financial protection laws, including the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and its prohibition of false, deceptive, or misleading representations connected to debt collection. Well, we have 1.3 million people right now in nursing homes. And the cost of nursing home is rising. The price soared in the past 20 years. In 2021, according to ABC News, the median cost of a single room in a nursing home was $108,000 a year. Costs rose 60% between 2004 and 2020. Most adults do not have insurance for long-term care. Medicare covers adults when they reach 65, but they have limited benefits based on need and only pays for nursing home care for up to 100 days. Medicaid may help, but the Nursing Home Reform Act prevents facilities from requiring a person other than the resident to assume personal responsibility for any cost of the resident's care. But there's lax in government enforcement. And I see also both sides. When let's say the individual, the older individual, only has Social Security, and that Social Security and Medicare don't pay the fees, the nursing home has to operate. And so I understand how they're like, well, who else can take on the extra costs? This is a problem. We have an aging baby boom society, baby boomer and traditionalist society. The traditionalists are the ones born before 1946, and their nursing home age, and it's really taking families. I mean, I'm scared to death. I have three other siblings, and I know I'm not going to be able to get a lot of help. One of them might, and I've been telling them to save money. Because when this happens, it's going to be costing thousands a month. If, God forbid, we need to put my mom, you know, somewhere. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, there's a lot of individuals that don't have kids. So then who pays for these places? And again, you know, you have nurses, you have staff, you have custodians, you have, you know, people making sure OSHA and, you know, the, you know, CLIA is being... you know, all the laws are being followed. You have doctors that come in and take care of them. If they're not getting paid, that's a problem too. So I see both sides. I just don't know what the answer is. Nursing home care is expensive. And Social Security is not enough, and Medicare is not enough. Because I could understand how, you know, a good portion of the Social Security check will go to then the nursing home if that's where you're living. And then if that's the only place you're living, you know, and you want some extra money to, you know, buy some things, you should get a percentage, not 100%, but you should go to the nursing home, but you should be able to still have some money. But if you can't manage your finances and you can't, you know, Social Security should be enough to cover it, but it's not. So Social Security is not enough to cover your food, your rent, your care, then we need to revamp what we're doing with Social Security. No. We need the money to go to college debt. We need the money to go to... Well, so, if you have a family member, I would, they'll be very, very careful, right, about, you know, nursing homes do have a choice, and they are full. And so if they don't think that they're going to get paid, especially a lot of these private nursing companies, they can refuse you. So I it'll be interesting to see what happens with the law. If the law, I'm sure, you know, legal experts are going to take a better look and get a better idea of what's going on with this. But, you know, I know a lot of us are worried about how we take care of our family members because it's so damn expensive. And what the family member gets from Social Security doesn't cover it. Why not? 1-877-DOLLY.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds. communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new King of Britain is delivering a speech following the passing of the late Queen Elizabeth. King Charles addressing the nation in mourning in a televised statement. This past week, the city of Memphis saw a teacher abducted and killed along with a deadly shooting spree. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy assures his office is trying to take a tougher stance against repeat violent offenders.
What a horrible week we have had here in Memphis over the last week. We get that. We understand how the public feels, and we want to reassure the public that we and law enforcement are working round the clock on these cases to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
President Biden spending part of his Friday in Ohio taking part in a groundbreaking ceremony of a new Intel semiconductor manufacturing plant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks, of course, to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so with the drama that unfolded with the tragic killing of the Las Vegas journalist, and then was it a former county commissioner, that Rob Telus, who has been arrested and a the primary suspect in the murder of Ms. German, who was a icon in journalism here in Southern Nevada. People have been asking, why do they hear Las Vegas? Why do they hear Clark County? Why are there, you know, some people say they live in Vegas, but they don't live in Vegas. And so they've been confused. And I've been here since the 80s. So I've known that what you think is Las Vegas is not technically Las Vegas. It's technical. It's not the biggest deal. As far as I'm concerned, we're in the Las Vegas Valley. And that's how I call it. Right? We do have Henderson. We have Boulder City. We have North Las Vegas. We have, you know, a whole variety of areas and suburbs and all that. But we live in the Las Vegas Valley. But there are technicalities because that's where our taxes go. And when we have to incorporate a business or we have to, it does come up. So there's been some discussion about how the Las Vegas Strip is not in Las Vegas. South of Sahara, it's not. The old Las Vegas is in Las Vegas. The old Las Vegas, downtown Las Vegas, is Las Vegas. But the newer strip, south of Sahara, no. Now, see, I knew this because, you know, in the 80s, you knew there was that difference. And there was this cutoff on Sahara. Sahara Avenue was big, and there was a casino, Sahara, on the Las Vegas or the non-Las Vegas side of it, the Clark County, unincorporated side of things. And I knew as a kid that there was a difference because my parents knew. And they had to know because of the, you know, where they lived. I think we lived, God, we lived in a variety of areas because we moved so much. But I think we lived more in the non-Las Vegas area. And so when you go to Vegas, you are going to Vegas, okay? You know, you're going to Harry Reid International Airport, which is still not technically in Las Vegas. It's south of Sahara. So it's the Sahara Street is the, yeah. So you're technically in Paradise. A lot of you guys have noticed on your phones that it comes up Paradise. There was a login from Paradise, Nevada. And you're like, I'm not in Paradise, I'm in Las Vegas. You're in Paradise. Yeah, there's also Enterprise. There's, yeah, you really need to know where you are. So the Las Vegas Sun, a couple years ago, broke this down really, really nicely. They said, McCarran International Airport, UNLV, the Convention Center, they're in unincorporated areas within Clark County. We have Winchester Enterprise, Spring Valley, Sunrise Manor, Whitney. They're not technically in Las Vegas city limits. In fact, mind you, during COVID, when there were grants, if you were a Las Vegas city resident, you could get a grant. If you weren't, and people were talking, am I in Las Vegas? Am I in Las Vegas? And you're looking around going, man, COVID hit you hard. You're in Las Vegas, Dahlia. I'm like, no. No, I mean, it's my business. It's my house. You start to wonder because you're like, wait a second here. Only certain people in the city could apply for these grants. And, you know, all of us were kind of looking confused going, how the hell do you not know where to live? Well, because there's unincorporated parts of areas within Clark County. So unincorporated Clark County is huge. The population surpassed 1 million in 2018, which is twice the population of Vegas. So if Clark County wanted to go to war with Las Vegas, we could. But Clark County is big, and I don't think wants to join necessarily Las Vegas. They say if unincorporated county were a city, even though it would be largest, but, you know, the unincorporated Clark County has the university. It has the strip that's the newer version. I mean, unincorporated has Bellagio. It has Mandalay Bay. It has Allegiant Stadium. Unincorporated doesn't need to join Las Vegas. Unincorporated has the Flippin Airport. It has a university. It's doing pretty well. So technically, Las Vegas could be at our mercy. So according to Eric Papa, Clark County spokesman, this is in the 2019 article. They say, because the county has a strip that gives the county government so much more powerful than, frankly, any other body in the state of Nevada. This is the only state I know where people give up seats in the legislature to go serve on county commission. In most other states, county government serves unincorporated populations and rural communities. But Clark County is much more urban. So residents who live within the boundaries of Boulder City, Henderson, Las Vegas, Mesquite, North Las Vegas, they still get Las Vegas Metro, fire, public works, building inspections. But if you do not live within the city limits, you'll get it from the county. The county will also manage the regional services that also include airport and University Medical Center. Now, University Medical Center is on the Las Vegas side because that's north of Sahara. But residents in unincorporated areas can't necessarily raise concerns at the Las Vegas City Council meeting. So that's where the Clark County Commission is our equivalent to City Council. We also have our own advisory boards. In Spring Valley, there's like board members. They meet. They have their own agendas. Las Vegas and Clark County will share our police department, which is why it's called the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. And then before 1973, Clark County had five law enforcement agencies. There was the Clark County Sheriff's Department, the City of Las Vegas Police Department, City of North Las Vegas Police Department, City of Henderson, Boulder City. And then in 1973, according to the Sun, the Nevada legislature passed Senate Bill 340, which disbanded Clark County and Las Vegas law enforcement agencies and consolidated them. So that's why we have Metro. So, I guess annexation could be initiated when the majority of property owners want to annex. And I don't think there's benefits for that. Clark County operates like a city. It's, I don't think there's enough people to decide to do that. Clark County has 111 tax districts, they say. The tax rate in each district is determined by the amount of money budgeted for government-provided services. And so residents who live in the unincorporated areas pay a lower property tax than those who live in the official 105 cities. So if you live in the North Las Vegas tax district, North Las Vegas at the time, the tax district would be 3.35%, whereas the unincorporated Muddy River tax district was 2.5%. So I don't think it's going to, and I don't think casino owners, and I think this has been around for a while, because remember Bugsy Siegel, right, came in, wanted to open up a hotel, started in the lower downtown area, I think the El Cortez, and I guess they kicked him out, and so he had to do the Flamingo, which was outside city limits. We all knew this. This isn't anything new, people. It's just, I know it's like, oh, but I go to Las Vegas, so what am I, So, yes, there are, technicalities to this, and it's really not a big deal. It just is a big deal when people say, if you live in Las Vegas, you get to access this. And then you're told you can't. You don't live within city limits. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm right here. I could see the strip from my home. I'm wearing a shirt saying I live in Las Vegas. What are you talking about? I'm right here. I live next to the Golden Knights. What are we talking about? Well, it's because there's boundaries that. So, residents petition, you always hear, are we going to annex? Are we going to annex? This is something that keeps coming up. I just don't see that the majority of people want to. So, it's interesting. It's, not major news because we've known about it for decades. 1-877-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are weeks away from the midterms. And I know some of you have asked, have we sorted out our voting machine issue, our mail-in ballot issue? Did anybody kind of look to see if there was any kind of screw-ups in the 2020 elections such that those don't get repeated? And I don't know. I don't know if it was a priority. But we are hearing out of Georgia that a group of computer and election security experts is urging that Georgia election officials replace the state's touchscreen voting machines with hand-marked paper ballots ahead of the November midterm elections. They are citing that there are, quote, serious threats posed by an apparent breach of voting equipment in one county. According to MSN, 13 experts on Thursday sent a letter to the members of the State Election Board and to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who is a non-voting member of the board. It urges them to immediately stop using the state's Dominion voting system's touchscreen voting machines. It also suggests they mandate a particular type of post-election audit on the outcome of all races on the ballot. The experts who sent the letter include academics, former state election officials, and are not associated with efforts by former President Donald Trump and his allies that had found discrepancies or concerns with the 2020 presidential election. The midterm elections are less than two months away. So a switch to hand-marked paper ballots can be done. State law already provides for them to be used as an emergency backup. State Election Board Chair William Duffy responded to an email to the Associated Press that the, quote, security of our election equipment is of paramount interest to the State Election Board and is the integrity of the election process in Georgia. He noted that the alleged breach in Coffee County is being investigated by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and Secretary of State's office investigators, and said the FBI has been asked to assist. The investigation is active and ongoing. Information developed will be considered to evaluate the impact of the Coffee County conduct. Now, if there is an issue with the voting machines in one county, you guys that are pretty good at math, right? What is the probability that there could be an issue with voting machines in another county and in another state? This is some serious stuff. They say there was unauthorized copying of election equipment, which happened in January 2021, documented with emails, security camera footage, and other records produced in response to subpoenas in a long-running lawsuit that argues Georgia's voting machines are vulnerable and should be replaced with hand-marked paper ballots. The records show that a computer forensics team traveled to the rural county 200 miles southeast of Atlanta on January 7th to forensically copy voting equipment. Emails show that Sidney Powell and other Trump attorneys were involved in arranging for the visit. The security video also shows that Doug Logan and Jeff Lindberg, who were involved in broader efforts to cast doubt, they said, visited the office later that month. But the experts who sent the letter Thursday, they argue that the machines made elections more vulnerable to tampering. Voters cannot read the barcode to verify that it accurately reflects their selections. They say the copying and sharing of election data and software increases both the risk of undetected cyber attacks on Georgia and the risk of accusations of fraud and election manipulation. Now, whether this helps one side or the other, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, if we have any issue with our voting machines, that needs to be addressed. That, I mean, whether it's a mail-in ballot problem, whether it's a paper ballot, whether it's a computer problem, you know, I don't know much about the Dominion machines. I know there is a lawsuit, as there were some accusations that, I guess, there was some accusations that Dominion was owned by a public official's family member, and there was a lot of claims made that there could have been, Dominion could have been compromised. So now Fox News, multiple anchors from Fox News, from what I understand, are being sued. That that they had brought up that there could have been lack of integrity of the Dominion voting systems, which was the election machine and technology company. And so, according to the lawsuit, they say Trump and his allies alleged on Fox that Dominion was engaged in a conscious effort to throw the 2020 race to Biden. They said they implied and falsely asserted on Fox programs that Dominion's machines and software discarded Trump's votes or transferred them to Biden. Dominion argues their false claims were frequently egged on by Fox's stars. I think Jeanine Pirro, they say, is one of them, and I'm not sure who else. And I know a lot of I think Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity might be named as well. You know, in the aftermath of the elections, you saw people were a little confused, and I told you I was confused I was announcing election results, and in the middle of it, we heard that in Pennsylvania, they needed to go to bed. And CNN or some of the major the outlets, not Fox, had said, look, apparently the workers in Pennsylvania are going to go to bed, and they will regroup in the morning. But what? You know, us doctors are awake in the hospitals working where we don't go to bed and let an election sit and hope that under lock and key nobody touches the ballots. You know, we also, you know, heard, you know, a lot of discrepancies leading up to it of we didn't get a ballot or we got two ballots or we got, you know, so we knew it was going to be a cluster. The big question was it enough of a cluster to overturn the election? Some on the right feel it was, some on the left said no, it wouldn't have mattered. You know, then you hear from, so I'm of the belief that, look, America first. We need to trust the election. If we have people who don't feel that the election is trustworthy, then we need to identify areas that are not foolproof. So a mail-in ballot leaves a lot to be desired. It leaves a lot of vulnerabilities. Software that might be owned by one side or another leaves some vulnerabilities or room for interpretation. How do we come up with something that both sides will agree upon is the safest way to vote? Well, the old way was you walked up there, you had the ballot, you filled it out, you dropped it into the box, and officials were supposed to be both right and left. Everybody was supposed to oversee each other. Both sides are watching the votes get counted. Both people are watching somebody open the box. Very highly publicized. And then nobody could accuse the other side. Maybe that's what we have to do. We've gone electronic because we have 360 million Americans. But if people don't trust the software, and software can be hacked, you know, once you have a citizen or a group of citizens that do not believe their vote counts, that it already sacrifices, you know, democracy. And there's still people questioning. I know people think, oh, well, those who are questioning the election are crazy. Nobody's crazy. If there has been, you know, dead people caught voting, that wouldn't happen if you have to actually walk up and send in your ballot. Now, I get there's the proxy votes or people in the military or those who could be disabled. Those, I get that. I get that. That's why we have some mail-in ballots. But we went to all mail-in ballots. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine.
the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.